At Camp Pendleton, California, a Navy corpsman today pleaded guilty to kidnapping and conspiracy in the death of an Iraqi man. But more important to military prosecutors, he agreed to testify against seven Marines who are charged with the man's murder. 21-year-old Melson Bacos, a former medic, testified at his own court-martial today. He told a grisly story of how the victim was dragged from his home and shot in the head in cold blood. NPR's John McChesney has been covering the court-martial and joins us from Camp Pendleton. And John, tell us, please, what Melson Bacos had to say in his testimony today.
Well, Melissa, what he did was describe not a crime of passion, not a group of men who were overwhelmed by anger because one of their comrades has just been shot. What he described was a cold-blooded, premeditated plan to murder an Iraqi man. They had been out on patrol overnight, and they huddled, and they made a plan to go after a known insurgent. He'd been taken in three times, and then he'd been released by the Americans. And that apparently angered Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins. He was the squad leader, whom Bacos says was the mastermind behind this plan. But all of them agreed to this plan by saying, "I'm in." They all verbally agreed, according to Bacos. They were going to go and take this guy from his home, put him in a hole, and kill him, and then make it look like he was planting a bomb and had fired on them. But Awad was not at home, and they had already planned that if he wasn't at home, they would go and take someone else and kill him. And that's exactly what happened. Awad wasn't home. They went next door. They seized a man, bound him, put him in a hole, and made it look like he was planting a bomb and had fired on him. In fact, the planning of this was so careful that when the squad leader Hutchins called into the operations center, he had Bacos firing an AK-47 in the background to make it sound like they were in a firefight so they could get permission to fire on this man.
Now, this is the testimony from Melson Bacos. Did he have anything else to say about his role and what he was doing while all of this was allegedly going on?
He did. He said that he was part of the group of four men who went in and seized this man from his home and dragged him outside. He later said that when they had him in the hole and they were getting ready to kill him, he said to the guys, "This is a bad idea. Let's let him go." It sounds like a change of heart, but later the prosecutor said it wasn't a change of heart, that there was an aircraft circling overhead and he was afraid they were going to get caught. He later said in a statement to the judge before his sentencing, he said, "I've lost my honor. I can't understand what possessed all of us. I don't know why I didn't do more to stop it. I don't know why I didn't walk away."
What kind of sentence will Melson Bacos face? He's pled guilty, as we said, to lesser charges.
Well, the sentencing procedure in this was a little complicated. After the attorneys had made their closing arguments and Bacos had made his statement to the judge and they'd offered mitigating circumstances about his family and his honorable military record, he has a Purple Heart, the judge came in and he said, "I'm sentencing Bacos to 10 years. But then he opened the pretrial agreement, which he's not supposed to know about, and he said, "It's 12 months. Minus the 140 days that Bacos has already served." So he's not going to serve a lot of prison time compared to the 10 to 15 years the prosecution said it wanted.
And there are still seven Marines who've been charged with murder. John, is there a chance that one or more of them might also flip and plead guilty in exchange for testifying against the others?
Well, there are rumors afoot. I haven't been able to confirm any of them, that a number of these other guys are trying to cut a deal. And Bacos's testimony clearly will put a lot of pressure on the men who are still charged with this. I mean, they could face the death penalty. Two of them have been relieved of the death penalty in their arraignments. But still, the outstanding men could face the death penalty. And there's a lot of pressure now from this eyewitness account. Whereas previously we only had a Iraqi eyewitness account, we now have a military man's account. It will put a lot of pressure on these guys to make a deal.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR's John McChesney reporting from Camp Pendleton, California.